This is KO4HX.
Hey, Patrick, what's going on?
You down in Greenville again today?
I am. I'm getting ready to head back up the mountain. I'm down near Donaldson Center. Saw one of your old macro buddies right near here.
So that was probably Colin over in that area.
Augusta Road, kind of, but yeah, we had a fun time. Just left the Mutt's barbecue. Had a good lunch.
I hear that's good, but I have yet to try it.
Of course, they got one in Greer too. But yeah, I'm gonna get up the mountain, load up my trailer, and load up my my Volkswagen, get ready for tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Probably like today. It's getting kind of hot here, but I think it's gonna be pretty cool tomorrow.
Always a little bit warmer down there than it is up here. Nice in the wintertime, but not so great in the summertime.
Yeah, we lived in Duncan, man. It was nice having that swimming pool.
On an afternoon like today, that'd probably be a good place to be.
What's that going on your day off?
Just a little bit to pick me up, and he's going to take me out for my birthday, which is actually tomorrow, but... Mother's Day Sunday, so he's going to take me out to eat. We're going over there in Hendersonville.
All right. Well, you have a good time, and hopefully your APRS is working.
I'll have my HD with me.
Well, Carl wanted me to make sure I had lots of waypoints where he could show people, so it looked like I beaconed when I was down near Anderson, so that's good.
Lots of APRS going on down there. There usually is anyway.
15.5 watts, but yeah, hopefully we'll get in. I've had it on all day, so hopefully it'll keep beaconing.
There's stations down there that beacon out APRS, so you probably shouldn't have a problem seeing where you've been and where you're going. Now once you get back up 25, it'll be a little different. And coming up through there, there's big stretches that I don't hit anything on my tool truck when I'm traveling through there.
Gotcha. Now, where do I need to stop for gas? Where's the cheap gas on the way back?
You got 25.
Roger that.
Usually right there in 25.
You're cutting out, and I got something about 25. I don't know if it's you or me, but I'm going up 291, Pleasantburg to 25.
Good, Patrick. Charles.
All right, somebody else was in there too. I was giving them a chance. But yeah, I'm actually going up Pleasantburg to 25.
I just told him it was you that was fading out because you're crossband repeating, Patrick. But I don't mean to jump in the conversation. We're just headed home in the yard.
I'm not even on that station. So I don't know what the deal is.
Now, but it's still real scratchy. But yeah, I was thinking about stopping at that Murphy by the Walmart, Traveler's Rest, if that's a good place.
Yeah, usually. But that's generally not your cheapest.
Yeah, tough time making you out, but yeah, I gotta get about 50 gallons of gas.
Can you hear me better now?
Much better. Not nearly as much static.
From 123 to the Silver Bay is going to be your cheapest place to find fuel on 25 there. You got the QT, the Sphinx, the fast tracking, and there's a little station there that I usually stop at, and I can't remember the name of it because it just opened up. It's an independent one, but they're always real good, and it's on the right-hand side, so it should be easy to get in and out of for you.
I made a mistake. I told you 25, but I'm going up 291 to 25, so I'll be on Pleasantburg.
You're over on the other side, so yeah, the Murphy there in Walmart would be the easiest one to get to.
Have a pleasant birthday meal, and I will see you tomorrow morning, and have a great evening. KO4HKX, KN4KWA, I'll be monitoring.
Have a safe trip up the mountain, and good to hear you, and look forward to seeing you tomorrow. KO4HKX.
NWA. And if anybody's wondering, what we're talking about tomorrow is a swap meet in Hendersonville at 9 o'clock tomorrow at Juanito's Restaurant. That's on Spartanburg Highway. So we had a great crowd when we did this about a year ago. We're looking for some great weather, and hopefully lots of folks will be out there selling stuff and lots of people buying stuff. KN4 KWA clear.
KO4HK. 4HK. Charles, you still there? Sound any better? Is it still dropping out?
I can hear you, but there's a lot more static.
Why it does that? Because I'm on my vertical, which is taller than my beam. And I does it when it gets in the sun out here during the daytime. Back in the sun to cool down, it'll be fine.
It's readable, but it for a while there, it was really tough to make out what you were saying.
That's one reason.
10-4 KWA, I'll be monitoring.
Yep, standing by.